Okay, so this is, again, this is a two-week chavura, so feel free to take your kontrasim home, but if you do, please try to bring them back next week. So the Mishnah says, Balkari mahar b'liboy v'einim mevarech lo lefanav l'achareya, v'lamazim mevarech l'acharav in mevarech l'fanav. So basically, a Balkari is mahar, and he's only mahar those parts that are chiv deraisa, which is kriyishma, and birchus hamazim l'achareya. The Gemara says, "Amar Avina, Zayse Meres here kedibre dami. Disakadaitich lav kedibre dami la mahar." So let's take the Gemara one step at a time. So the Gemara says that Ravina says from here we see here kedibre, because otherwise, what's the point in him being mahar? So the Gemara says, "Well, so one second, Elamai here kedibre dami yaitz b'sval. So if here is kedibre, so then if we're allowing him for whatever reason to be mahar, we should be allow him to be medaber as well." So the Gemara says, "No, kedashkan b'sinai, as we find in Sinai, which we'll see in a minute, that there's two mahalchim rishayim how to explain this kedashkan b'sinai." But let's first focus on the words of Ravina itself. So the word Ravina says as follows: he says that it's aser for a balkari to say divrei Torah bepeh. That's why he can only be mahar. But it's mutter for him to be mahar. And here it works to mekayim mitzvahs. So therefore, we tell him to be mahar. So the question is, if the achareinim all raise, is, so if that's true, that here the whole iser on a balkari is only divrei mamish. Here is not aser. And he can mekayim mitzvahs through here alone. So why don't we tell him he should mahar all mitzvahs? Why only mitzvahs deraisa? We should allow him as well to be mahar birchus kriyishma, to be mahar bracha lefaneha of mazon. All mitzvahs we should allow him to do, both mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs derabanan. So there's a machloikis, Shagis Ari and Chveger, how to understand this din. It's on page Zayin Ches. The Shagis Ari says that there, even though it's mutter for a balkari to be maharer b'divrei Torah, that's only mitereisa. The part of the Takanas Ezra was that a balkari is also usur to mahar in divrei Torah. So he says, so therefore, what we're left with is, really a balkari should not be allowed to mahar anything. Kedash kham b'sinai was that the din deraisa only refers to dibur mamish, not to hear. But mitereabonon, the Rabbanon said, that here is usur even here is usur. So the Rabban said, for a mitzvah deraisa, we don't want him to be mevatel from his mitzvah deraisa. So therefore, if the mitzvah deraisa is kriyishma, tefila, and birchas hamazon l'achareya, we permitted here. But for mitzvahs derabanan, birchas kriyishma, tefila, bracha l'achareya, since those are only derabanan, so on those derabanan said they were nisher b'isurim, and it's also for him to be mahar. That's the Shai Gisari's mahalach. Kvegi says a different mahalach. Kvegi says that the yisaid of here kedibur only works for mitzvahs deraisa. He says in general, really, b'chlal, there's a takan derabanan that all mitzvahs that are the dinam are b'dibur require a dibur mamish, require a bitis usayim, a dibur mamish. However, there's a nafkamina between mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs derabanan. A mitzvah which is deraisa, so since deraisa here is kedibur, so therefore you could be yaitzei that mitzvah with here. So even though the rabbanon said you might yaitzei that mitzvah, but rabbanon you have to do a dibur to mitzvah. It's not only the rabbanon made chatchia, but the rabbanon said mid rabbanon you have to do a dibur mamish to be yaitzei the mitzvah. But they were never eiker the kiyum deraisa. They never took away the fact that you yaitzei mid deraisa yaitzei the mitzvah with here ba'alma. So therefore, since midiraisa, you're still yaitzei the mitzvah here ba'alma, therefore, on that mitzvah deraisa, you should still, if you can't have the kiyum of the din derabanan of dibur mamish, you should at least have the kiyum of the din deraisa of here to dibur. Masha'en keiz akim kveger, a mitzvah that's called kulei midirabanan, since midirabanan you always need a dibur mamish, so therefore, the rabbanon said, if you don't have a dibur mamish, you're missing the mitzvah. So a mitzvah derabanan, there's no point in doing just to hear, because in Mitzvah Rabbani you won't have the kiyum. That's the way Kveger explains this chilek, and with this he answers another kasha of the Turi Evin. Shai Gisayel Shitalsay obviously has the kasha shver that the Turi Evin says that why can't the Turi Evin asks the kasha Megillah is why can't the Chayrish Why can't you be Yaitse? The Gemara says you can't be Yaitse Kriyas Megillah from someone who is not a Bar Chiyuva. So the Tereva asks, why can't you be Yaitse? You didn't hear. Even the din you can't be Yaitse from a Bar Chiyuva is within Shemei Kaina. The din of Shemei Kaina always requires that the Mashmiya be a Bar Chiyuva. So that's if you're being Yaitse with his Dibur, you need Shemei Kaina. So then you need the Kairi to be a Bar Chiyuva. But if it's something you can be Yaitse to hear, so the fact that you're hearing someone laying it, that creates a hear by you. So why can't you be Yaitse with the hear? Because says, the fee his svar, it's very gishmak. Because since by mitzvahs of Derabbanan, which Mikra Megillah is one of those mitzvahs, you can only be Yaitse with hear. So therefore, by mitzvahs of Derabbanan, the klal would be that you cannot be Yaitse with hear kedibur. By mitzvahs of Derabbanan, you can only be Yaitse with the kriya mamish.
So this is why we can't be
Yaitse with the Cheresh. Right, because we can't be Yaitse with the Cheresh because we can't be Yaitse with his Kriya because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. The reason why we can't use his Kriya to create a hearer by us, that's the Tereva's Kasha. Even not being Yaitse with his, but the fact that you're listening to him creates a hearer in your own mind. So he says that's because we don't say hearer Kediber on a Mitzvah Derabonim. And Luchai, there's a lot of nafkaminas between Dvega and the Tereva and Lalacha. For example, someone's in a situation where they have a mitzvah derabanan, and for whatever reason they can't do a deeper mamish. So according to Tereva, they should chutz do the mitzvah behir. A balkari is not allowed to, but someone's not a balkari, someone who can't speak for whatever reason, they should at least do the mitzvah behir. According to Dvega, they can't do the mitzvah behir because a mitzvah derabanan, the only eifin of kiyum is through here itself. Well, it's through Dibur itself.
That's because they created the mitzvah derabanan like that.
Right. Because the mitzvah derabanan, since derabanan, Jake says derabanan, even on a mitzvah derais, derabanan said you need Dibur mamish. But a mitzvah derabanan, since they created the mitzvah, they created it with that rule that it needs Dibur mamish.
It wasn't just tefillah. He says that they're misakin tefillah just for dibur. It's not only tefillah. It's all mitzvah derabanan.
That's what Jake says. He sells the suit to Mikra Megillah also. That's how he gets the Tereva's kasha. Yeah. He says that he says by all mitzvah derabanan. So now there's a question. The Gemara says that what the makar, if you hold here, is kedibur. So what tak is the makar to the mechalik between here and Dibur Mamish? So the Gemara says, Kid Ashkham B'Sinai. So the question is, where is this Ashkham B'Sinai that the Torah was mechalik between here and Dibur Mamish? So here we have a Machlaikis Taisis and the Ritva, and there's enough Kemi, as we'll see briefly, there could be even enough Kemi La Halacha in between these two Mahalchim. So Taisis says, Kid Ashkham B'Sinai, Pirish. Even though here is considered kedibur, he creates the mitzvah, and that's why balkesh mahar. Mikol makom lav kedibur dami leinyan she balkeri osur lahar. The iser of balkeri mahar is only with dibur mamish. Where do we find that? Kedashchan b'sinai, the hayisham dibur v'hayitzrichim lutfil. So Tais is learning that that the Ashkan B'Sinai is referring to the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah them to be toivel by Har Sinai. That's where we see that the Torah was mechalik in between here and the Dibur. So Tais asks the question, Bafal Pisha Yushayskim, even though at Har Sinai itself they were being quiet and listening. So Tais says, Shemea Ka'ina. So the question is on Tais, that where do we see that it had anything to do dafka with Dibur? Well, it's true. Shemei Ka'ina. So first of all, Taisus is a chiddush that Shemei Ka'ina has it in Dibur. Legabe here Kedibur. Legabe, if I can't, even more than here Kedibur, it's considered a Dibur Mamish. But besides that, that chiddush is where do we see this in Maimon Har Sinai, that the fact that they were Mechayiv Litvel had to do specifically with the fact that they were Shemei Ka'ina. So the beautiful pshat from the Biskirov. It says, if you look at Sukkim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was preparing Klal Yisrael for Matan Torah, so it says, "Vayeim Hashem al Moshe, hine anochi boi lecha ba'av ha'onon, ba'avu yishma ha'on b'dabri imach." Because I'm gonna come to you in a av ha'onon, and so that the nation should hear as they speak to you, v'gam b'chayim inu loyim, and they're gonna believe in you. In other words, Klal Yisrael is going to listen as HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pasuk says, "Vayagid Moshe Divrei Ha'am El Hashem." Moshe said the words of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it doesn't say what Klal Yisrael responded. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the next pasuk says, "Vayayim Hashem HaMoshe Leich Alam V'Kidashtim." Go to the nation V'Kidashtim Hayim HaMoshe Chisus Moshem, which this pasuk is where it says the Chiyuv Tefillah. So Rashi says that the pasuk doesn't say what Moshe Rabbeinu, what Klal Yisrael's response was, but from what Eibishter is, then we learn. Zok Rashi, Shuv al davar ze shemati mikem, shir tzayim chem lishmaya mimcha. Ein eidayim ha-shemaya pi shliach ha-shem pi ha-melech. They want to hear it directly from you. In other words, in Pasuk, the first Pasuk says, Kosh Baruch Hu told them, I'm going to speak to you. I'm not going to speak to them. I'm going to speak to you. They are going to listen in on our conversation. I'm going to tell you the Torah. I'm going to tell you the Sefer Dibros. I'm not going to tell it to them. I'm going to tell it to you. They're going to be able to listen in to know that you are hearing it from me. But I'm not speaking to them. I'm going to speak to you, and you're going to tell it over to them. But I'm going to allow them to hear me speaking to you, so they'll know I'm speaking to you.
Well, then Moshe Rabbeinu would say it over afterwards, even though they heard it once?
Right, because he would say over as a tzivri to them. They weren't nistab. It was Hashem telling them, I want you to tell Klal Yisrael this. They're going to hear it, and then he's going to repeat it to them as the actual tzivri. So what Klal Yisrael said, no, we don't want to hear it from a shliach. We want to hear that the Eibishter speak directly to us. So he says, Vayayim Hashem, Rashi goes on to say, Vayayim Hashem, Im keishem askikin ledaber imam leichalam v'kidashtem. Now you have to prepare yourselves. So the Rishon explains this beautifully. He says, here we see clearly this distinction. He says there were two levels of Shmiah here. There was one level of Shmiah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael were going to hear the Dibur, but the Dibur was not directed to them. So on that level, they did not have to prepare them. They did not have to do this preparation of Tefillah. For that, they could just, as they were ready to hear that Shmiah. They said, no, we don't want to hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. We want to hear it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a much higher level of Shmiah. That's equivalent to Shemea Ka'ina. Shemea Ka'ina means that, like we know in Shemea Ka'ina, it's a halach of Kavanas Mashmiah. The person who's being made to you has to be talking for you to hear him. You can't overhear someone saying a brachim b'yaitzi Shemea Ka'ina. If the person's not saying it for your benefit, you're not yaitzi. So when Klal Yisrael said, we want the next level of Shmiah, we want the Shmiah of Dibur being direct to us, which is equivalent to Shemea Ka'ina. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, V'kidashtem ayim ha-machar, that you have to prepare yourselves. The Biskyo says, that's Pshadetaisis. Those are the two levels of Shemea Ka'ina. The two levels of Shmiah are, one is a Shmiah of hearing a Dibur being said to someone else, that's a level of hearer, that they were not required to do a tefillah for. The next level was a Shemea Ka'ina, which was the level of when the Dibur is being directed to them, and for that, because it says, if you want the Dibur to be directed to you, then you have to be Kiddash Tanya Mocha. So that's what it discusses. Pshat and Tais explains the Psukim with the Rashis. No, it's not in there. So that is Taisus Mahalach, how to learn this Gemara.
So what exactly comes out that we learn from Har Sinai that we apply here?
So what we learn from Har Sinai is that when Klal Yisrael brought it up to the next level, mm-hmm. and they said they want a direct Shmiah that's directed to them, which is the level Shemea Ka'ina, that level, which is equivalent to Dibur Mamish, mm-hmm. at least with regards to the Isser Valkari, that level requires Tevilah, Balkari's Osirin, but if it would just be a level of Shmiah where they'd be overhearing the Dibur, where the Dibur would not be directed to them, and the Dibur would be directed to Moshe Rabbeinu, they'd just be hearing it, which would be a level of Shmiah that's equivalent to hear her, then that Shmiah they could listen to without being Tevil first. That Shmiah would be permitted even for Balkari. So that's where we see this distinction, that even though here's Kedibur, but there's still a level above that, and the Isser of Balkari to be Isaac with the Vetaira only applies to that higher level. So the Ritva is clear.
So according to that, what would be the Hadin by Hir Her Kedibur?
So Hir Her Kedibur is not the level of Shemei Ka'ina.
So before they were Tovel, what were they allowed to do in the?
They were allowed to do Hir Her Kedibur.
Even brachos, even tefillah, everything.
Right. Well, that gets us to the shaila of that. They were right, because that is only that the Shaila says that was a later Isser that Ezra added that they were after the Bakari of here even here, that was a later issue that Ezra added on. That wasn't the part of the original issue. Yeah. So I mean, it could be that part of the Shai Kisari trade is really masking too. That there's a chil, that there are two levels of the Isser of Balkari. One, the Dereisa, which is old Dibur Mamish, or Shemei Kaina, and here Kedibur, which is a lower level. He just holds that the Teretz, why they didn't make it for Derabonans, is because Derabonans, you wouldn't be Yates anyway. So the Dvar learns a different pshat in this Machlekes, in the Makar. The Dvar says, so the Dvar, there's two places in the Dvar. One is on page Tezvav. The Dvar is going on the next piece of Gemara, which is on page Yedalet, which is the Sheet of Rav Chisda, which most Rishonim say that's how we paskin. The Rav Chisda says here Lav Kedibur Dami. So the Gemara says, so if here is Lav Kedibur Dami, so why are we doing anything? Why are we even? Why is the Baal Keri from Mahar? So the Gemara says because since everyone's saying Kriya Shema and doing these mitzvahs, so it's not right that the Baal Keri should be sitting and spacing out while everyone's being Makabal Amach Shemayim, being Mekayim Bechsem Ozen. So even though he's not being Yaitz anything with it, but he should at least be Maharer in what they're being Mekayim. So the Ritual asks on this, so why is that only, if true, if that's true, so why is it only on Kriya Shema and Bechsem Ozen? What happened to Tefillah and Birchus Kriya Shema? Why isn't he Maharer? So the Ritual says, Yesh Loimar, Dimishimachi Le'akshile Mibrachis, the menadin kisheshama oisa mishat yata the shemeya ka'imir b'hani brachis v'kivin the kein lakomem yesh v'batol yesh laimed the mishlei tzir b'shama luvi yata. Dr. Ritva, you know why on tefillah and birchus kisha the Gemara doesn't have a problem? Why isn't he saying it? Because those he could be yesh v'shemeya ka'ine mashenkin v'kriyashma tefillah deyni yesh ay de'achar kriyashma time they should shino the tefillah mission derachnihu. So Kriya Shema and tefillah do not have the principle of Shemei Kohina. Those you actually have to say them yourself. So therefore, on those, that's where the Gemara is akasha. But tefillah and brachas, the Gemara doesn't have any problem. Tefillah and brachas, you can be yaitzei with Shemei Kohina. So it's clear for the Tva that Shemei Kohina is not considered a deeper for a Balkari, because then we're back to the Kasha. If he can't do Shemei, if he can't do Dibur, he can't do Shemei Kaina either. So how does the Dvar understand this? The Makar from Sinai. So the truth is that there's a Gemara. They don't have it in the Pavitz, but the Gemara in on Daf Chafal from Lal says that what's the Makar that it's Osir for a Balkari is Osir. But the Gemara brings a pasuk in Dvarim. The Gemara says, "Vaydatam levanecha," in Perek Dalet in Dvarim. Vaydatam pashas beginning pashas Eschanan says, "Vaydatam levanecha v'nei vanecha." You should tell your children, your grandchildren, "Yoyim Hashem Ma'atol v'nei Hashem Akecha b'chayiv," the day that you stood in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu by Sinai and be'amar Hashem Elai Akela li'ov Hashem Dvarai, the day of Matan Torah. So the Gemara darshins that we learn from here, that just like Matan Torah itself was be'ema of a year of restless of Isaiah, was with fear and awe and trembling, so too, v'hidatul levanecha v'nei vanecha has to be done with that same level of fear, and therefore, a Balkari, which comes from Kalas Reish, therefore he's not roi for Divrei Torah. So the Ritva is Masbir, that the tefillah of Matan Torah was not the tefillah of Balkari. He says, Faket, it's very likely, and they bring down the bottom, they're actually like this, he says, it's very likely that they were Balkari by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah itself, they were Shaisik, they were Shemayim, even if Shemayim Ka'ina, the Tefillah is not a problem. By Matan Torah itself, they could be Balkari. But he says, the Gemara says, the Makar for the Isra Balkari is from this pasuk. It says, V'haydatum levanecha v'nei vanecha, yoyim asher ma'atul v'nei shem lekecha b'chayriv. That when you teach Torah to your children, you should teach it to them as it was by Maimon HaSinai. So just like by Maimon HaSinai is the aim of the year as Isaiah, so too the Haidah of Torah L'Darius has to be the aim of the year as Isaiah. So for example, so he says based on that, the Isser of Balkari B'divrei Taira is only a Taira of Haida'ah, a Taira that can be given over, that can be expressed to other people. So since that Taira is only the only way you can be Meidia Taira to other people is through Dibur, so only the Taira of Dibur and a Dibur which can be expressed to other people. So even if Shemea Ka'ina, but you can't teach Taira through Shemea Ka'ina. Obviously, teaching Taira requires a Dibur Mamish. So even if there's a Halacha Shemea Ka'ina, that, according to the Ritva, doesn't affect the Halacha of Yayim HaShemayot of Valkari, because Valkari is Dafka, a Taira of Haida. Now, it could be there would be another Nafkamina, as the famous Machlaikis, the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, does one have to make a Birchas HaTaira on Hearer of Taira? The Mechaber says that if you're just being Mahar in Divrei Taira, you are not Mechiv to make Birchas HaTaira. They're learning, but they're only learning Behir. They're allowed to learn. They woke up in the morning, they're learning Behir. They're allowed to learn without making a Birchas HaTaira first. The Gaon argues. The Gaon says, no, it's Aser to learn without Birchas HaTaira, even if the Limud Torah is only Behir, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're Mekayim Behir. The Torah says, Pasuk says, V'yigisa b'yayim v'layot, Pasuk Yeshua. We learn from there that you're Mekayim Talmud Torah with Dibur as well, with Hira as well, and therefore, the Gaon says you have to make a bracha. So, the Mechaber goes on to say that even though on Hira of Divrei Torah you don't need to make a bracha, on Ksivas Divrei Torah you have to make a bracha. So the question is, what's the difference? Most places can say that Ksiva is not Kedibur. For example, someone writes a Shvua, most places can say you're not Mechiv in the Shvua. So the question is, what's Kshad and Mechaber? The Mechaber is Mechalik between Ksiva and Dibur. So Bitveger brings down a Pshat, the Bitveger is in the final Tshuva here, in the Yesa'iyan Chelik. Bitveger brings down a Pshat, that the reason why the Mechaber is Mechalik between Ksiva and Hearer, even though normally Ksiva is considered Hearer, is because the reason why the Mechaber holds the reason why Talmud Torah there's a Chilik between Hearer and Dibur is not because Hearer is not a key mitzvah Talmud Torah. About the Hearer is a key mitzvah Talmud Torah, like the guy asks. The reason why you don't make a mitzvah bracha on here Divrei Torah is because since the Torah says limadatem ha'isim es b'neichem v'shinantem levanecha, so therefore the kiyum of Torah, which is mechayiv bracha, is only a Torah which can be taught to others. So only a Torah of v'shinantem or a Torah of limadatem, only that Torah requires a bracha. So he says, so since the whole chilik between limud bepeh and limud behir is because one can be taught and one not, so therefore that's why this one requires a bracha and the other one doesn't. So based on that, Jake says that's pshat why ksiva requires, because even though ksiva is not considered kedibur b'negeah hilchos shvuah or other halachas, Jake is discussing there if you could count sfiras ha'omer with the ksiva, but with regards to the bracha of Talmud Torah, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is totally in a Torah sheish b'yachol l'lamid l'achayim. And since Ksiva obviously can be used l'lamid l'achayim, so therefore there is a chi of Birchas HaTorah. There's another pshat that the Acharonim say, based on actually Taisa Rosh in our sugya. The Taisa Rosh says that the chilik between here and Dibur Mamish, if you hold here as Kedibur, he says it's based on a Gemara in Eirvin. The Gemara in Eirvin says that a person learns Torah, he should speak it out, even when you're learning yourself, it shouldn't make a difference. And the Apostle says, Gemara Darshan Apostle, Ki Chayim Heim L'Maitzeyem, Torah is Chayim for those who find it, and the Gemara Darshan is, Al Tikri L'Maitzeyem El L'Maitzeyem Bepeh, only to the ones who express it with their mouth. So the Taisa Rosh says, that's why there's a special Chashivas to Torah, even if you hold here is Kedibur, there's a special Chashivas to Torah that's being expressed with your mouth. So, the many Achrenim want to say that the reason why you only make Birchas HaTorah on Dibur is because of this Taisa Rosh. So if that would be the pshat, then we would get stuck when we get to Ksiva, because Ksiva is still considered here with regards to that. So So this would be a nafkimina between Taisus pshat and the Zos pshat would be what about Karibi Motaluchtev Divrei Torah? According to the Ritva that is Tali in Vahidatem, that's the aside. So Vahidatem is any Torah that's Yesh by Haidah, any Torah that can be used to teach other people. The same way the Gabi Birchas Torah Betrega says that Torah Birchas Ksivas Torah is Vlimadatem. The same thing would be true with regards to the Issa Balkari, that Ksiva Satay would be Bechlal Vahidatem. According to the Taisus, it's Tali in Shemir, it's Tali that it's not Tali in Vahidatem, it's Tali in Dibur Mamish, just because of Shemir Ka'ina, Shmi is also considered like a Dibur Mamish. So then one could argue that Ksiva, since Ksiva Bechlal Terikul has a din like here, then in that case, you would not have to. In that case, you would not be also the Divrei Torah Midera Aisa, because since Ksiv is Kehir, and even if the Tzad here is Kedibra Dami, but it's not Lagabe the Isser in Balkari, so therefore, as far as here Kedibra goes, Ksiv would be considered like Kehir, and it would not be considered like Kedibra Mamish, and according to Taisa Shita, a Balkari would be Mutter Lichtev Divrei Torah.
Did you say the Mochabe requires a prophet before Ksiva?
Yeah, right. Okay, we'll stop here for this week.